We have with us the CEO of one of the most successful companies in America, MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Mike, thank you so much for joining Bo Snerdley's Rush Hour here on WABC. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Mr. Lindell, your company received very bad news toward the end of last week from Walmart. All of a sudden, a decision was made, apparently, to just pull your products, the Walmart chain. I understand that your products were selling like gangbusters in Walmart. Why did this happen?
Well, it's the same old reason the other ones all that they left starting last year. They're afraid of the truth of the 2020 election, and they don't want me out there preaching to get rid of the voting machines and get our elections with just paper ballots. And that's the only reason the reason for it, because we are the number one selling product, they told me, ever. Of a $60 or $50 buy through. They lied to me three times. The first time they said, well, your sales are going down. And I said, no. This was their CMO. And I said, no. Last week was our biggest order this year. I said, our sales are going up all the time. And he goes, oh, well, let me look into this. And then their next guy that got on the phone a week later, got on a Zoom call, was with my VPs, and they said, We're gonna cancel, but we're gonna look at 2023. And I go, what do you mean? I've been with you guys since 2012. This makes no sense. Then their vice president, executive vice president, got on the phone with me last week, and he said, I said, somebody, there's something wrong here. What's the real reason for you guys canceling me? And he goes, we do have a new policy. You have to be a 4-star rating, and you're only a 3.8. I go, I've never heard of this star rating system. I said, whose rating system? He goes, well, we put that in internally 2.5 years ago. I said, I go, well, you're lying. You're just canceling because I've never heard of this, and this is the third excuse I've heard now. And then they lied to the public, and when the media all called them, and they said, hey, why did you cancel MyPillow? They wouldn't tell them why, but they said, oh, we're still going to have them online. That's a lie too. We're not online there. If they're selling anything at Walmart Marketplace, which we did find one the other day from China, these aren't MyPillows, or they're not me selling them on their marketplace. So it's just full of lies. Then we found out their chairman of Walmart, I can't remember his name. I don't have my papers in front of me. But the chairman of Walmart, chairman of their board, we have it on tape. I investigated him last fall. We had a team investigate all these big retailer giants and to see why they were canceling. Well, that particular one, we have him on tape with Hunter Biden colluding to get rid of Donald Trump. This in 2018, and it's on tape for the whole world to see. It was on Hunter's laptop. It's all been made public. So it's really sad that this cancel culture, companies you trust, remember, Walmart was built on the American dream. And, you know, you're trying to take this away from our country. It's just disgusting.
Do you have any recourse? Is there anything legally that you can do to fight this? I understand, look, they're a private company. They can do what they want. They're a private company. They can choose who's in this store or not. But the fact that this is not a business decision, apparently, that this is a decision that's being made because of your politics, is what you believe. Is there anything that you can do legally to push back against this?
Well, you know, what I've done is just like what I've done. I want to say something. By the way, this one hit home the most for me because it was our biggest retailer of the MyPillow bed pillows, which is my employees, 80% of them. That's what they do. They manufacture them. So you hit my employees. And that really, that's very, it was up till 4 a.m. The other day. And, you know, what am I going to do? How are we going to get through this? I promised all my employees, none of them are going to get laid off. Here's what I've done. Just like when the other box stores canceled me, just like when Twitter, Facebook, all these places canceled myself and MyPillow, I built my own platform, frankspeech.com. That's on the App Store, Frank Speech. I also now came out with my store, USAEntrepreneurs.com. It's my store. It's for entrepreneurs or USA entrepreneurs and their products. So, you know, we just find, finding other ways to sell other than these box stores and these platforms that are that, you know, they're going to get theirs. You know, you look at like Bed Bath & Beyond. They just crashed after they dropped My Pillow. But, you know, I just have a bigger voice than what they've done to a lot of entrepreneurs and stuff. If you speak out, you know, with your politics or anything nowadays, look what they did on January 7th, 2021. 1.2 million Americans and platforms, people got deplatformed from our great president, Donald Trump, to people that had podcasts, churches got canceled. It was, you know, they thought they were going to cancel everybody for good, but they people migrated to other platforms and found other ways to communicate. And that's where we're at now with Walmart. Shame on Walmart. You know, I encourage everyone to go to mystore.com. We found with My Pillow, what I did is I put out the 1988 pillow, the pillow they were going to get for $19.88. Now I put it out for the whole country directly to the consumers with the promo codes that, that are out there. So other podcasters, radio hosts, and TVs can promote them. And that's what Walmart, so they're not going to get what they would have made with their number one selling product. It's not like, you know, they chose to forfeit even money. The times we're in now, can you imagine companies forfeiting big money? This wasn't a little thing. This was an offer. This was to Walmart, their number one driver for their stores. And they chose to take whatever they were afraid of the word getting out, you know, let's just destroy Mike Lindell and My Pillow. And that's the choice they made. I will not go back to Walmart, even if they said tomorrow, hey, we made a mistake, because they didn't, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, this, it takes incredible courage to stand up with a number one, to tell your employees in a situation like this where you've lost your biggest account, you're not going to get fired. That takes a tremendous a lot of courage, Mr. Lindell. And so just I don't know what to say to you on that, except that is, that takes a lot of courage. And then also to stand up to Walmart publicly. A lot of people would say, okay, listen, let's not give this any publicity. Let's try to resolve this behind closed doors and come to some resolution. But you're not doing that. You're letting people know exactly what happened here.
That's right, because I want people to know the truth. That's what I've been all about. Before I was brought everything for this 2020 election and all this stuff, I was the guy that made pillows. I was the media's darling. I didn't do anything different other than say, hey, here's what was brought to me. Here's what I found. Here's what people have found. And it's sad, but I'll tell you what, my employees know my word is good, because during the China virus, when that was all going on, I kept paying my employees, even if they were, if they didn't have anything to do, you know, ones that went home, we kept them on. And I don't know if a lot of companies can say that, but my, we're like a big family at My Pillow. We have over 2,000 employees. We have Democrats, conservatives, liberals, Republicans, Democrats, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. This has united us. We're like a big family, and we know we're going to get through, and we've all, you know, we have a lot of faith. We keep our faith in God, and we just do what we know is right. And if they, I can't help what these other companies do. I can only move on, and they will get, you know, last year when they did it, it's like Costco when they did it. Customers, you know, they got upset with them, and they had our back, and they kept us going. So I'm very happy that happy that everyone gets behind us, and it's not just a divided country thing. There's an agenda to every this cancel culture that's out there, and it has nothing to do with a divided country. This is a takeover. This is our freedoms. This is what's come into our country. Manifestations of a stolen election, and what we can do if we don't have our elections going forward, where I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, it has to be elections, not selections.
Well, I just want to leave you with this, because our time is running out, Mike. I want to leave you with this. This was reported on June 1st, and you have probably heard it. I have a June 1st story, and it says this from Atlanta. Electronic voting machines from a leading vendor used in at least 16 states have software vulnerabilities that leave them susceptible to hacking if unaddressed. Yep. The nation's leading cybersecurity agency says in an advisory sent to state election officials. The United States Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency said there is no evidence the flaws in the Dominion voting system's equipment have been exploited to alter election results. But what they're saying here, we've found vulnerabilities. This is something you were talking about, others were talking about. We were told you were crazy. And now the government has admitted, oops.
Yeah, the government, the government's vindicated. There's been so much vindication. There was a real quickly, there was down in Georgia in May 24th, there was a primary of three Democrats in a local council. I know. I guess it was in the state primary, and she got zero votes in her own precinct. And her husband looked at each other, and go, "What happened?" Well, that was such a deviation. They actually had to do a real fast machine audit. Opened up the machines and said, "Uh-oh, we've seen a mistake. You really got 3,720 more votes." This was a Democrat. Now there were three Democrats. She went from third place to first place. So that's just. They're finding stuff all over the place. It's not just the 2020 election. We can't have these machines, everybody. And this is where I've been fighting for it. We've got the replacement. We've got paper. And France did it with 70 million people, and they did it in one day. We've got a little more than double of that. We can get it done here, too.
Mike Lindell, we hope you'll join us again. Keep us posted on how things are going. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me on. God bless. Thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly here on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour, coming back right after this.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.